Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kathy taught everybody how to say Vivek Ramaswamy's name, and that in and of itself is it. You know, I remember you saying Vivek like cake. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. I know, like that was an epiphany one day. Vivek like cake to help us. Yes, thank you so much for having me on, Dawn.
Always. You know, we ran out of time yesterday. You know, it's back to school. We were talking about the economy numbers. And here's the thing. You know, you are busy. You're all over nationally, you know, locally. You're a very busy lady, so we appreciate your time. But you're also a hands-on mom. You homeschooled your kids when they were younger. I don't know how you did it. You've served in the military. But for you, you know, a lot of people are saying that this election will come down to women, especially women in the suburbs. And yet we have this little thing called inflation, Bidenomics, Kamalanomics. What do you see when you think about, because you know Pennsylvania well, I remember you calling in when you were on the campaign. I mean, it was amazing. And you were on these road trips. It was exhausting. But in a sense, you have a great sense of Pennsylvania because you were door to door across all parts of this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. What do you see here?
Yeah. Well, let's. And again, thank you so much, Dawn. I just appreciate you and your friendship and clarity on so many of these issues that we're grappling with today. Let's talk about suburban women, right? And when they say suburban women, they're talking about suburban white women, right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot, I live in the suburbs around mm-hmm. a lot of these particular women. Here's the thing that I learned when I was out there on the campaign trail in my own race with Vivek, that it is so important to understand your audience. And with that, there are people who their number one priority is abortion, the ability to, I say murder, you could call it what you want, but the ability to do away with that child whenever, however, at whatever time of a point of pregnancy that they want. And it is so important to understand there is nothing we can say to move those particular people mm-hmm. off that perch. They're on that perch. They ain't coming down for that perch. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the economy. I don't care. I don't care that we're about to go into World War III. These things don't matter to a certain segment of our population that is real. And only real life is going to change or have the ability to change those people and move them off that perch. Donald Trump, myself, Vivek, you, we're not going to move these people off their perch. But then I believe there's about 2/3 of the population who is very open. 1/3 of them are, you know, inclined to vote for Donald Trump. I'm talking about the general election. But then there's another third, and I believe that those people are open. The problem with the Republican Party is that we just take it for granted. I was talking to an insider yesterday, and I was talking to her about the fact that there is no ground game here in Pennsylvania. I know this because I just did a Zoom call with over 100 of the grassroots people that were key in helping me to ignite fire all across this state. And I'm asking every single one of them, what's going on? What's happening? And you see individual people out here beating the ground, but there's no national kind of movement within the Republican Party to really go down at the grassroots level. And I was talking to this insider and she said, well, we have the black vote. The black people are going to come, right? And they're saying this because they see some rallies and they see some TikToks and they see some, you know, some videos and they see black people are saying, wait a minute, we are waking up to the reality of the Democrat Party. And that is good, but that's not enough. I believe black people, Hispanics, even Asians, they are open to what the Republican Party has to offer. But the Republican Party has to do a much more effective job, a real job of getting into these communities and making it obvious of what the Republican, I mean, the fact that you open up this segment with the polls are close, like how in the world did we enter into a reality where the polls are close with Kamala? Mm-hmm. Of all people. I mean, she dropped out of the of her own Democrat primary, and at that time she was polling at 1% with black people. Nobody likes her. Mm-hmm. She's a horrible candidate.
Yeah.
And yet we're in a situation less than 60 days out, and we're too close to call. How did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, and just 270 to win, just glancing, it's every day I glance at it. So it's right now the consensus, if you look at everything, Democrats, electoral votes, 226 the Dems and 219 for Republicans. And so we in Pennsylvania, we're the prize, 19 electoral votes. Then Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia have moved back into too close to call. How about that?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
at one point, right, at one point, Georgia and North Carolina were leaning Republican and red. Now they've moved them back into those so-called neutral toss-up states like Pennsylvania, like Michigan, like Wisconsin, and then Arizona and Nevada, where Nevada for sure abortion is on the ballot, and I think Arizona was as well. But you look at this, and that's concerning that southern states like Georgia and North Carolina have moved from red at the end of the day back to a toss-up.
And it is because, I mean, we can blame ABC, MSNBC, we can blame all of these people all day long. But, I mean, I put it on my Twitter, and if your listeners go to Kathy for Truth on Twitter, is I pinned it at the very top. You know, and every time I think about this, I just, you know, it's sickening to my stomach. But at that particular time, we were about 4 weeks from when Donald Trump, I mean, the attempted assassination on Donald Trump, he was, you know, shot in the head. Just 4 weeks. And no one was talking about it anymore. Republicans weren't talking about it. The media wasn't talking about it. Even Donald Trump wasn't talking about it. 4 years later, we're still talking about January 6th. Republicans are talking about it. Democrats are talking about it. Everybody is talking about it.
Yeah.
And as much as I would like to blame the other side, even Donald Trump walking into this feeding frenzy on Tuesday here in Philadelphia, you know, and now as usual, like clockwork, all the Republicans go to Twitter and they start complaining about this 3-on-1 fight. But we already knew before he walked in that Dana, the guy who is running ABC, is the one who introduced Kamala to her now husband, and that the black woman who was the moderator, she is a sorority sister of Kamala. But yeah, let's pretend we don't see any of that so that after the fact we can all complain. We got to get smart. I saw this in my own race. I had the good sense to fire my political consultants after 4 months. But I was watching some of the other campaigns, and it was abysmal what their political consultants were instructing them to do. Hence the reason why it was so easy for someone like myself to see it and to exploit the fact that these people are not authentic. They are, you know, doing polls, figuring out which way the wind is blowing, and then come up in front of the people and talk to them. But I also saw it at a deeper level when I moved on to the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign. Some of these same people that were on Bartos and some of the other campaigns here in Pennsylvania moved right over to Vivek's campaign.
Yeah.
We started falling like a rock. You can almost map it because it's the same old. And I think Donald Trump is clearly the better option for all of us. But we, those who are in that inner circle, who are making the decisions about our messaging, how in the world is abortion the number one topic when people can't even afford gas or food or rent or the cost of living for Social Security? I read it last night is going up 2.5%. The Social Security adjustment for cost of living. But the cost of living itself is well over 5% for these senior citizens. Over almost 50% of these senior citizens, they get less than $2,000 right now from Social Security, most of them. And the overwhelming majority of their essential living expenses is consumed by that. How is abortion the number one topic for a lot of these must-win states? When you have very real and practical issues, it starts with we, us in the Republican Party doing abysmal when it comes to the message, as well as getting the right people mm-hmm. on the ground to have these authentic conversations with real people.
Amen, sister. Until next time, my friend Kathy Barnett, I just love you. You have such words of wisdom, and I just I always say to you, please run again. I know you. Then you say, Dawn, I'm not going to run again, but I believe in you, and I think you're an important voice for conservatives. And so, thank you so much, Kathy Barnett.
Yes, I am you, Pennsylvania, and I think that's what our people need to see. They need to see our candidates are actually real people who are for them.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
Thanks, Kathy.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.